Revan was amazed by the efficiency of the Mandalorians. Vila's order spread quickly through the camp, prompting everyone into a flurry of activity. Each individual had a specific job, which they carried out with military precision. Some took down the tents, wrapping them into tightly rolled bundles and packing them away into footlockers along with small personal items. Others emptied the supply hut, loading the crates of food, generators, heaters, and fuel onto the heavy cargo sleds. Within an hour, they were underway, all trace of their old camp left behind, as 3 dozen men and women headed out in a long, well-spaced column. A team of 6 led by Edric scouted up ahead to find the best path and to make sure the way was clear. Another half dozen fell farther back to guard the column's flank. The rest marched in pairs between the 2 patrols. While one pulled the cargo sled, the other marched alongside with weapons drawn, wary for an ambush. Every hour, the partners would switch positions. In the middle of the column, the 6 basilisk war droids trudged along, each towing a massive cargo sled loaded with hundreds of kilos of gear. To Revan, they looked like 5-meter-tall, 2-legged dragons. They walked with heavy, lumbering strides, their wings folded beneath their long, metallic bodies. High-powered laser cannons were mounted on their flexible armored necks, allowing the droids to fire in all directions. Each was controlled by a single pilot seated atop the curved spine. Not surprisingly, Vila was one of the pilots. Commanding a basilisk war droid was an honor reserved for only the most revered warriors of the clan. Revan couldn't help but notice Candorus casting wistful glances at the great metal beasts, recalling his own days of glory now that he was forced to walk beside them. Vila set a grueling pace, which offered plenty of distraction from both idle thoughts and the biting cold. When they stopped for a 1-hour break at midday, Revan felt as if he might collapse into the nearest snowbank. All he wanted to do was eat his food and rest up for the next leg of the journey. But that was not to be. Like the night before, a steady stream of visitors came by to speak with Candorus. The older members of Clan Ordo came to recount stories of past adventures they had shared with him. Some of the younger ones, who had been raised on tales of his exploits, came to see the living legend with their own eyes. Even as an outsider, it was obvious to Revan that his friend had been fully accepted back into the clan. But there was more to it than the joy of a prodigal son's return. The Mandalorians were energized, excited. Gossip had spread through the camp, and everyone seemed to know that Mandalore's mask might soon be in their grasp. And though Vila had technically been the one to give the order to move out, everyone also seemed to understand that Candorus's arrival had been the true catalyst for this call to action.